Next man up, 102.5, the game final hour on this Friday. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is going to be a great day of football tomorrow. You got Tennessee and Alabama in the nightcap. We're about to talk about Georgia and Ole Miss. That is the afternoon game on ABC.
I can't wait for that one.
And you got Vandy LSU at 11 a.m. And Scott, on our text line, I'm enamored by the idea of a 3 a.m. tailgate. Scott has followed up with his plan for this Vandy tailgate. He says, not sure what the rest of the group is doing, but I plan on being asleep at 9 p.m. Alarm is set at 2 a.m.
Oh, yes.
Two griddles going for bacon, pancakes, eggs, and biscuits, casseroles and sandwiches later. And the libations will start early.
I want to be friends with Scott.
Here's what you need to do. You need to get that griddle going at about 1 a.m. That way you can wake up to the smell of crackling bacon.
Yes. Just don't step on it.
I'm so glad you understood
that. Just do not step on it.
I'm so glad you got that.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, if I didn't have to work the game tomorrow, I might be asking Scott where his tailgate is and see if I can pop by at 4 in the morning.
I mean, this is Scott, you're number one in the good way.
I love it, and I hope Vandy fans are following Scott's lead. Get out there, get ready, excited for what should be a fun game against LSU tomorrow. Coming up after Vandy LSU, Ole Miss Georgia, top 10 matchup in Athens. Game day will be there. We were just talking about Penn State a little bit. James Franklin doing an interview on game day.
I will be locked in on that.
Yeah.
To the best of my ability.
Well,
I'll be on the air. But
I'll be up in the booth. Maybe we'll have to, you know what, I would think maybe the volume would be turned up already on that with James Franklin speaking, just to, you know, I'd love to hear what he has to say about what his next steps are, because
what if he goes ballistic? Why do they do that?
I cannot believe how fast things change, because guess what?
So fast.
He was on game day 3 weeks ago. Getting ready for a top 10 matchup.
Bringing Nick
Saban
a onesie.
Right. Like, that was 3 weeks ago. And 3 weeks later, he is going to be on game day talking about why he was fired.
Yeah. And look, he's got to go find another job. It's in his clause, I think, that if he doesn't go find another job,
right,
then his buyout decreases from like $53 million to $18 or something,
right,
like that.
Right, so he has to go and try and find another job in either coaching or broadcasting.
Yeah.
And whatever his salary is gets deducted from the payouts from Penn State.
That's genius
for
them.
Well, no, all schools. And that's the same case in the NFL, too. That's why, like... That's why John Robinson hasn't gone back yet. That's why Rand Carthon is on CBS, because, and for them it's different. I don't think the broadcasting comes out of it.
Well, John's tried, right? Because he was interviewing for that Jets GM job.
Last year, but for the first 2 years he was just collecting his paychecks.
Yeah,
which,
I don't blame him.
You know, I don't blame
James
him.
James cannot do that.
He has to go do it now. Could he bomb all the interviews and say, "Sorry, couldn't get the job. Money, please." Yes, he could, but I don't think he's going to do that. I think James Franklin will have a job.
I do too. I mean, Chase and I were having this conversation a couple days ago. I think a team to look at is the team down in Gainesville.
I think Florida makes the most sense. And 1524 on the text line actually just texted and asked, is tomorrow Billy Napier's last game at Florida?
I think they have two names, James Franklin and the guy that plays Georgia tomorrow.
Lane Kiffin.
Choo-choo.
I agree.
I wrote this
on the grid. I was pretty proud of it for Georgia tomorrow. Who's that coming down the tracks?
Who's that coming down the tracks?
We're not doing the whole thing.
It's the lane train.
That's
the
good.
Lane train's coming down the tracks.
That's good.
I kind of like Ole Miss tomorrow.
It depends on their quarterback play.
Right.
Because they played Washington State last week, only won by 3. Trinidad Chambliss he probably played his worst game of the season. Against a really bad Washington State
game. Yeah, that game should not have been close. They were favored by, 35 or something like that? And won by 3?
31.5.
Yeah. Crazy. So, I think a bounce-back game could be in the cards for Ole Miss. I haven't been all that impressed with Georgia. Right?
No, like, me neither.
Obviously, they're talented. Kirby Smart's a great coach. But it just doesn't feel like they're the same Georgia that we've seen the last couple of years.
They honestly... I'm not an Auburn fan, but... They should have lost to Auburn.
I mean, Auburn should have been up 17-0 early. I mean, it was really close. Like, I don't...
Yeah, but Yeah, I can see why they didn't overturn that because they didn't have a lot. But after we saw a couple hours later, the ball clearly crossed the plane. That should have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
Auburn should have gone up 17-0 at the half. And then we have the whole Kirby Smart timeout fiasco.
Right.
Where they should have been charged.
I'm clapping.
A timeout and, you know, a loss of downs. I have not been impressed with Georgia.
Yeah, I lean Ole Miss. I do. I lean Ole Miss. I think it's going to be a good game, but
I just worry about them playing in Athens.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of leaning Georgia for this one, because Athens is still a tough place to play. Those they bark at you. They're crazy.
Yeah, no, so, that is true. I mean, there is a reason why Georgia, before that Alabama game, had won, what, 33 straight home games?
Yeah.
Something like that?
It was the longest active streak in college football.
And was Oregon the second longest?
And then they lost.
They lost, so. Yeah.
So now Alabama holds it, right? The longest active home winning streak.
I think it's Alabama. I can look it up. Right, because we've lost two in the last 3 weeks. I mean, I was shocked that Oregon lost to Indiana.
Do you know who has the longest active home losing streak in the SEC?
Kentucky?
Yes.
Yes, it's Alabama.
I thought
15
so.
Consecutive wins at home.
So, but guess what? Guess who was the third longest active home winning streak heading into Georgia losing to Alabama. So Georgia was number one at 33. Oregon had 18 before they lost last week. Guess who was next?
Vanderbilt. Boise State?
Missouri.
Wow.
Missouri with 15 straight home wins before losing to Alabama last week.
That's because they don't play anyone.
But then it's Alabama. Boise State is tied with Alabama, or one behind Alabama. And then it's Indiana with 12.
Yeah. I thought Indiana would be on that list.
Miami is also after that. Miami plays Louisville tonight.
I mean, you and I have talked about this a little bit. Oregon, I still think, is safe to make the playoff. I'm changing your three a little bit. Ohio State, I think, is a lock.
Yeah.
Miami, I think, is a lock. Indiana.
Yep. Indiana might not lose the rest of the year. They may be 12-0 heading into the Big Ten championship against likely Ohio State.
I mean, they do have a favorable schedule, I guess you could say. Not as favorable as last year's was. It's still a little difficult.
Yeah, but the only team left on their schedule that's, like, talented, I mean, I'm sure there's talent on all these teams, but, like, a team that you look at and you say, yeah, they could stack up with Indiana is Penn State, and who knows what Penn State's going to look like.
And they don't have their quarterback.
Right, Drew Aller's out for the year. So, honestly, we could see a 12-0 Indiana heading to
the
Big Ten Championship to take on Ohio State.
That is wild to think about.
Crazy. Crazy. And Kurt Cignetti just signed an 8-year extension yesterday, so he will not be heading to Happy Valley. Crazy. I mean,
they're a good team. They're a really good team.
Just disappointing. I said it last week. Disappointing that Virginia Tech had Kurt Cignetti 2 hours up the road and thought he was too old to be the head coach at Virginia Tech.
Now he's going to coach there till he's 70.
70, yeah, 72, I think, right? Because he's, 64 right now?
I thought he was 62.
Somewhere in there. Still,
he's into his 70s. Yeah.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. If you have thoughts, you can text or call our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will predict our Monday headlines coming up at the bottom of the hour. I got some good ones today.
I do, too.
I'm excited for this coming up at 11:30.
He's 64. Good job.
64?
Yeah.
I think I saw that on Twitter or something yesterday.
Good job.
Coming up next, there is one more game that it's not on ABC, maybe not getting the headlines that it should, but I think is a college football playoff elimination game. You know, you could argue that it's not, but I'm going to say that it is up in South Bend. As Lincoln,
I knew you were going there.
Lincoln Riley takes the Trojans in to face the Irish. We will talk about it coming up next. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
This is the best one you've ever done. Oh, Tate.
Oh, this is Tate?
This is early Tate.
This was, I love that the hockey guys all know Tate McRae.
I wonder why.
She's Canadian.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
I think I said this on the air. Maybe it was with Max about the Washington Capitals did a, like, celebrities we don't think our players will know. And they did a whole bunch of them. And the last one was Tate McRae. And all of them like, oh, it's Tate McRae. Every single one of them knew who
it
was.
No specific reason.
Yeah. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Our phone line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you. A few more segments on this Friday. Chase and Big Joe are coming up at the top of the hour live from Boston Commons.
Boston Commons.
Where I'm sure there will be some Patriots fans out there.
Wait, that was more New York. Boston.
Boston.
Boston Commons.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. Wait, no, that was Canadian a little bit.
Canada guy.
So there should be fun out there. Mike Vrabel making his return to Nashville on Sunday. We're talking some college football. We'll do our Monday headlines coming up at the bottom of the hour. We will try and predict something that's going to happen in the Titans game, something that's going to happen throughout college football, the NFL, hockey, wherever you want to go with it for the second one. But there is one game that I don't think is getting enough love this weekend, and that's USC Notre Dame. Notre Dame is a couple of plays away from being 5-0. And again, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a happy Christmas. Is that what the old saying is?
I don't know, Grandpa. I had never heard that before.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I'm not going to say it.
I heard that right.
Not going to say it again. Anyway, they're 3-2. They lost they lost to Miami, they lost to Texas A&M.
And if Tyler Buckner can hold a ball, they beat A&M.
So they're very close to being an elite team, but obviously you have two losses on your record. They're sitting back at, 16th in the country right now?
Mm.
So this is an opportunity against what has been a high-powered USC offense to go out and get yourself maybe not a signature win, but a quality win that says to the committee and says to fans, all right, this team is still legit. They came up a couple plays short against Miami and A&M, but this is still a playoff team if they can win out the rest of the way. But USC, I mean, I was impressed by what they did to Michigan last week.
Yeah, I'm still not in on USC all the way. I think it was more Michigan is not the Michigan of 2 years ago as it is USC is that good. They're a good offense. They've got a lot working for them, and you're always going to have a good offense when Lincoln Riley is your coach because that's what he does.
Yep.
Defense is their weakness. And I think if Notre Dame can take advantage of that, Notre Dame's got a great offense as well. I mean, Jeremiah Love is probably the best running back in the country. C.J. Carr is playing on a pretty high level from the quarterback position, and you're connecting with your receivers and Jaden Greathouse as well. So I think if they can play the way that they're supposed to play, they should beat USC. My thing is don't get into a shootout with them.
Yeah.
Because they are prone to get into shootouts, and USC, they have the offense to beat you in that. So you just got to win on the defensive end of the football.
Yeah, this is a game that you want to keep it in the 20s, right? Like Notre Dame wants to win this game 27-23 or something like that. If it gets into the 30s and 40s, that's when you wonder if Notre Dame can keep up mm-hmm. with this USC offense. So going to be very interesting tomorrow. Lots of big games with a ton that could affect the college football playoff. And we're getting close to those first rankings coming out, right? Like, is that 2 weeks away?
Yeah, when we just completely forget that the AP poll exists.
Right.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's the college football playoff committee should do their whole rankings throughout the season.
So they do it week 10 is the first one, right? So
yeah,
the first Tuesday in November.
Right.
Okay.
So we're 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think you're right when you look at it. You say, all right, you feel good about Ohio State with what they've done so far this year. Miami has obviously looked good. Big one tonight for Miami. Like, not that Louisville is they lost to UVA in overtime.
Yeah.
But that's their only loss of the year. This might be a little bit of a sneaky game for Miami.
Pitt. Sorry.
So Louisville-Miami tonight, that's 6 o'clock on ESPN. That one, Miami's got to defend their home turf a little bit there.
Yeah.
Tickets as low as $13, according to ESPN.
Let's go. If we leave right now, we can get there by midnight.
Yeah. I think Miami, I feel good about them with that ACC schedule. Like they're gonna be firmly in the playoff. I think you're right, Indiana. Indiana took Oregon's safe spot last week with that win in Autzen Stadium.
I think Oregon still gets in.
I think Oregon gets in, but, you know, Indiana has now established themselves as, all right, that's a team that could end up being a a team that has a bye in the playoff.
Yeah.
Right. Like, let's say they go 12-0 and lose to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship. No more auto buys.
Yeah.
Do you think they're still a top four seed?
Probably. They're probably that fourth seed, but they get in.
It could be number one Ohio State against number two Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. And then
popcorn.
Right. It's just like, hey, loser is the top, or winner's the top overall seed. Loser maybe is the three or the four seed. But
yeah. I mean, as far as the SEC, who gets in there, like, I don't think anyone is safely in.
Right.
If you were to ask me right now, I would probably go Alabama.
Well, the SEC, it's tough because it's, you cannibalize each other.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like this week.
Exactly.
You've got Ole Miss and Georgia, who are both top 10 teams. One of those is going to lose. If Georgia loses, that's their second loss. LSU, Vanderbilt. One of those teams is going to get their second loss.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, Tennessee. One of those teams is going to get their second loss. Like,
if you have two, it's in your intro. If you go 10-2 in an SEC team, you're probably in.
Yep.
Problem is, you got to win out from here on out. If you got two losses through, what is it, six games, seven games?
Right.
Yeah.
So, and Nick Frazier did remind us, he texted us, that Ole Miss has not won at Georgia since 1996. So this is not expected to happen, but it could happen. Let's say Ole Miss beats Georgia. That would mean that you have Georgia with two losses, either Tennessee or Alabama has two losses, either LSU or Vanderbilt has two losses, Texas already has two losses.
Yeah.
Like, those teams all have their backs against the wall. Yeah, you've still got an undefeated Ole Miss, undefeated Texas A&M, but, man, you start to get to a lot of SEC teams that might end up 9-3 and on the outside looking in at the end of the year.
Yeah, and then the narratives come out, the SEC's lost its touch, the Big Ten is so much better. And when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, it's like you said, they're all good teams that beat up on each other. And if you have three losses, you're borderline getting in. We saw it last year, an SEC team, two SEC teams, three SEC teams, Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina. All 9-3, all missed the playoff.
Well, you've got 10 of the top 21 teams in the AP poll are in the SEC.
That's ridiculous.
10 of the top 21. But when they all play each other, it becomes tough to keep enough teams above water. And the SEC, the depth of the SEC may end up hurting them because there isn't an elite team in the SEC this year.
Yeah.
Like, you look across, there's no world beater in the SEC.
I don't know if there's an elite team in college football.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make the argument for Ohio State.
But it is funny that we preached all summer long about how the Big Ten is top-heavy and the SEC is deep, and that's the exact scenario we're in right now.
Yep.
Where, yeah, the Big Ten has the top-ranked teams because they're not playing the elite teams every week. And, like, yeah, Oregon plays Indiana, and Ohio State will play Penn State and Michigan. But, like, they're not playing each other every week. It's like you play Purdue, you play Rutgers, then you play Oregon.
And the team we were told is going to make a run at the Big Ten is 3-3, doesn't have a quarterback, and just fired their head coach.
Hey, I'm taking my victory lap. I picked Penn State to miss the playoffs this year.
I did too.
You know.
Well, no, wait. No, I didn't. But I had them losing the first
you
round.
You did. We all – well, and AI – We went to ChatGPT. They had Penn State losing in the first round, too.
Well, we can throw those playoff rankings away because I had Clemson winning
a
national championship.
You did have Clemson winning the national championship. I had Georgia over LSU. They're both top 10 teams, but not quite the start to the year I would have expected. 615-737-1025 is the phone number, man. College football, the 12-team playoff has made it so much more interesting because it's just we are halfway through the season. And I have no idea what it's going to look like at the end of the year. Like, 14 playoff halfway through the year, you've probably eliminated all but maybe 10 teams who could make the playoff. There's anybody in the top 25 right now has a shot.
Yeah, and that's what makes it fun.
I love it.
That's why I've become kind of on board with the 12-team playoff. Now, and they expand to 16, I'll be mad.
Yeah, it's like, I think they found something good here at 12.
Same thing with basketball.
Why mess it up?
68 right now?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think it's...
Why are you messing it up?
Just what you want. And we'll see. It's going to be a fun weekend this weekend. I think we'll get some more clarity on, especially the SEC after this week with those three matchups, all on ABC, all on News 2. Vanderbilt, LSU at 11, Ole Miss, Georgia at 2:30, and then Alabama and Tennessee in the nightcap. Going to be a blast.
I can't wait.
Going to be a great day of college football. If you're Scott and you're starting it at 3 a.m. or if you're waking up at the normal time to watch game day, going to be
3 a.m. is a normal time, buddy.
For some people.
For people sick in the head.
For Nick Frazier.
Well, Nick Frazier. No, wait, rugby's over. Can't watch it.
That's true.
He's going to be up watching
but
darts.
His Brisbane Broncos, I think, did win the...
They did.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The grand championship.
Him and Tony were watching from 3 to 5 a.m. And then they got up and started their day.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. It is that time, 11:30 on a Friday. We're going to try and predict what happens over the weekend with our Monday headlines. Get yours in. What happens for the Titans, college football, NFL? What are we going to be talking about on Monday? Get your guesses in. It's 615-737-1025. That's the phone number. We will give ours after the break. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 the game.
Some Dua Lipa?
I'm not a big Dua Lipa guy.
Really?
I think she samples too much.
Well, that was like the point of her album. It was like Future Nostalgia was what it's called. So she sampled a bunch of old songs and repurposed them.
Oh. I'm a big fan of the looks of Dua Lipa, but no, not the music.
Great tangent coming out of the break. Jake Lyman,
thanks,
Connor
guys.
Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. We got 30 minutes left in the show. And on Fridays, that means it is time for Monday headlines. What we'll be talking about after the weekend. We'll do a open-ended one, college football, NFL. But let's start with the Titans here. Titans coming off the firing of Brian Callahan, Mike Vrabel coming to town. What is your Monday headline for the two-tone blue, Connor Newt?
I think that the offense looks exactly the same.
Okay.
I'm going to say Cam Ward has two turnovers as opposed to no touchdown passes. I think their only touchdowns come from the ground, and Tony Pollard and maybe even Tajay Spears.
Tajay looked good last week.
Yeah, he did. I just think it's going to be more of the same. I think the Patriots come in and roll, and I think it just looks like more of the same. So I guess if we're going to put a final line on this, it's going to be Cam Ward with two turnovers in some level. Whether that's an interception or a fumble like he did last week, just dropping the ball, it's going to be more of the same.
Ron on the text line agrees with you. He says, we will be saying Monday that Cam was sacked six times and had four passes knocked down in a loss to the Patriots. So you and Ron, both.
Me and Ron.
Both thinking it's going to be a rough day for Cam Ward and the Titans. Parker Kelly, do you have a Titans headline for us?
I do, and it brings me no joy to say this, but the Patriots are favored by -6.5. If you happen to be a betting man out there, take the Patriots and the points. It is going to be a splattering on Sunday in Nashville. I have the Patriots winning by 14 or more.
Yeah, I mean, I said 38-17 would be my pick. Like, I don't think it's going to be pretty. But I did this. I did this headline a couple weeks ago, and this is the week. This is the week Chim DK takes one to the house. I am, you know, special teams were not good under Mike Vrabel here with Craig Aukerman. This is the week Chim DK takes one to the house, but the Titans still lose by at least two touchdowns.
Yeah. You're going to keep saying Chim DK is going to take one to the house until it happens.
Until it happens. It has to happen, right? It's been too long. They have to get one at some point. And he's gotten so close a couple of times. I'm going with it. This is the week.
I actually kind of like that.
Like I'm not going to, you know, we don't know what the offense is going to look like with Brian Callahan gone. And I do think Vrabel runs up the score. But if there's one thing that I believe is going to happen at some point this season, it is Chim DK is going to end up in the end zone. And there will be no laundry on the field behind him this time. I'm saying this is the week. Chim DK, punt return, kick return, touchdown at some point during the game. We got a couple other Titans Monday headlines on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Justin from Greenbrier says, Mike Vrabel doesn't get his victory lap. Lost to the Titans, who orchestrate a fourth quarter comeback to send the Patriots packing.
I'm glad some of you believe. I'm just not there.
We've had a lot of people actually picking the Titans. And guess what? Adam in Portland going big.
Oh, boy.
Big. For his Monday headline. He says, am I the only person picking the Titans to win by multiple scores this weekend? Vrabel with the typical overthink game. We will be fired up with a new non-moronic head coach and get a big sweat back to make life hard on May. Feels like a big game coming as long as Cam plays smart. I'm not ready to go there, but I do.
I'm not either.
I appreciate the optimism from some on the text line, right? Because, you know,
yeah, I mean, I need some hope in my life. I don't have that right now. So
I mean, right.
Basketball starts in a couple weeks. Maybe I'll get there.
This is a tough week because I think if it was any other week, there would be more hope of like, okay, maybe you get the interim coach bump. You got a chance to go out there and do something. But I just I think the interim coach bump gets overtaken by the Vrabel revenge factor. He wants it bad.
Yeah, I mean, I told you, he's had it circled for 2 years. Like, this is his dream to come in and beat this team. So I think he's going to do everything he possibly can, and look, they have the quarterback to do it. I like how Drake May has been playing.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. Some of those throws against the Saints the other day were silly.
Yeah, he's going to be a problem
for
a while.
The one that got called back for what was a questionable, to say the least, offensive pass interference call on Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
That was a dime. Absolute dime. Billy says Vrabel runs it up. The score says you thought it was good to fire me. Patriots by 21. So we've got very different takes from the listeners out there.
We do.
Some of them think the Titans win. Some think the Titans win big. Most people are going with the Patriots, including Jay from Laverne, who says these people that think the Titans are going to win with seven laughing emojis. So there you go.
Seven's a little much, Jay. Like, people have feelings.
Yeah. We get it after three laughing emojis.
So, I mean, it's split. You know, even a 98-2 is split, but we've got some people on there who think that the Titans might win this weekend. All right, let's move on. Open-ended. This could be anything. What else happens this weekend that we'll be talking about on Monday?
I'll go to college football. I think on Monday we're going to be singing two songs, and I want you guys to sing them both with me. First, we're going to sing Spend My Dollar
on Beer.
There we go. Alabama's going to take down Tennessee tomorrow.
Okay.
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be similar to the Vanderbilt game. It's going to be close. Alabama's just going to play their game. I think the offense is too much for Tennessee's defense, especially with the injuries that they have. I think Alabama beats Tennessee. I also think we're going to be singing, hey, oh,
you can sing the rest of it if you want.
I think I think LSU is going to come into First Bank Stadium and win very, very close. I think it's going to be separated by maybe a field goal. Overall, I think this is the game their offense finally decides to start playing like a competent offense. Maybe Garrett Nussmeier has 2 to 3 touchdown passes. I think this is the day they kind of figure it out, and Vanderbilt's going to be up against the wall. They're going to have to win out the rest of the year if they want any chance of making the college football playoff.
You're going to be popular around here, picking against all the local teams.
Yeah,
you're saying
people are
no Titans,
love me.
No Vols, no Vandy. Connor says
I'm in a negative mood.
Connor says it's a sad weekend for the state of Tennessee. Parker Kelly, what is your Monday headline around the rest of sports?
I've already said that I think Alabama is going to beat Tennessee, so there's no more point in me spending time on that. So I'm going to go over to West End. LSU and Vanderbilt. LSU ran for 5.5 yards per carry last week. It's the first time they've actually looked good running the football. However, I need to see more, and I also know that Vanderbilt's run defense is really good. So I'm taking Vanderbilt to beat LSU in Nashville, unlike Connor New.
Wow.
I want to be a little bit more popular in Nashville this week, at least. And also, I just want to throw this one in for kicks and giggles. Utah wins the Holy War. And yes, it'll always be the Holy War.
Yes,
no matter how bad suits try to take that name away.
The empty suits.
I love it.
Not our suit. We love our suit. But
yes, we do love our suit.
In college football, always trying to take stuff away from us.
So I got an aggressive one here. I like to go aggressive on these Monday headlines. And, you know, I'm going to shoot for the moon and land among the stars. One of our texters last week got the week wrong and predicted that Miami loses to Louisville.
Oh, you're gonna avenge them tonight?
I'm gonna go with them and say Louisville beats Miami tonight in Coral Gables.
You're feeling bold.
And also Arizona State beats Texas Tech tomorrow. We get two top 10 upsets this week.
I like that.
Don't talk about my Red Raiders like
that.
Is Levitt back at quarterback? Or is it Jeff Sims?
I should know this before I make this pick. I believe Levitt is back.
Okay, that's good.
But I'm going two top 10 upsets. I say Miami and Texas Tech both get caught lacking this week.
To all my local Nashvillians, I apologize if I've made you upset today.
You know what? I think there's low expectations for the Titans, but Vandy and Tennessee fans, maybe.
I'm sorry. Maybe I showed a little big blue bias. That's my fault.
Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Wes from Hermitage is on the line, and he wants to talk Titans. Wes, thanks for calling. What you got for us this morning?
Oh, man, what a weekend of football we got coming up, man. I'm super stoked about this, but I'll tell you what. Would you say, Jake, that you think history repeats itself?
Yeah. If you don't remember history, it's bound to repeat itself.
So, with that being said, man, I think this is – oh, man, I'm having a hard time, and I already placed my bet because I kept going back and forth, and I said, you know what? I'm going all in on this. So, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Vrabel just had the Vrabel special. He just beat the Bills on primetime when they weren't supposed to. And the very next thing that happens is they lose to a team that they should beat. So I think when you combine that with this fired-up team and a new coaching regime, I think this is just a blueprint for Titans success. So I'm taking the Titans minus 2.5.
Wow.
And I'm also taking Spears and Tony Pollard to get into the end zone.
Yep.
So I think that it might be a little bit different than people have in their heads, but I do expect to see a lot of we miss you Vrabel signs in the crowd. And just to end this call with something super-duper positive, anchor down, baby.
Yes, anchor down. Let's see if Vandy can take down LSU. And I like the pick. We're getting a lot of people on the Titans. Like, I'm looking through the
I know, and we've been so negative about
right.
them.
It's our fault.
Yeah.
No, it's Chase's
fault.
We're
descending into him, and you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Ryan in Florida on the text line says, Monday headline, Titans win 24-21 in overtime. So we got another one on the Titans.
I'm glad you guys can get there. I can't.
Devin and Dixon, Titans Monday headline, quote, Vrabel is our daddy.
That's more like it, I guess.
Very possible.
Is that Robbie Stanley's burner?
Devin and Dixon also says, my tide rolls on with the revenge tour. Alabama will spank that ass for Tennessee, and I can't wait for it. So another one on Alabama. 0877 going to the Preds. He says, Monday headline, Brunette continues his descent into his 24-25 roster decision mistakes. You know, tomorrow's going to be a tough one against Winnipeg.
Roster are you mad about Brady Martin not playing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, listen, I think people are wildly overblowing that. He gets 9 total games. You don't want him to sit back and practice and learn from veterans as long as possible. You want him to just straight burn 9 straight games. I would like him to learn. And, you know, he's practicing with Philip Forsberg and Ryan O'Reilly. He's going to learn a lot from them. So
yeah.
Keep him around as long as you possibly can. And if that means, you know, scratching him for a couple games just to keep him around longer, then sure, do that. That's my opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, you get him more experience being around the NHL team, and you don't have to send him back to juniors quite yet. So we'll see. Maybe he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. I think we should get an update on that possibly this afternoon when the Predators practice. 615-737-1025. We got plenty of Monday headlines in the text line. We'll get to all of them on the other side. We'll wrap up the show and get you off to chasing Big Joe out there at Boston Commons. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game. I feel like this is the only exception you can have for White Girl Friday.
Only way we go out on this fine week.
It's hilarious the Tennessee fan is playing this song.
I mean, is it not about Tennessee?
See, this is the argument that gets brought up. Next man up, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, wrapping up the show on this Friday. You know, it says
Tennessee Saturday.
I mean, that's the argument. Virginia Tech fans have the same argument with West Virginia fans about Country Roads because
it's about Western
so
Virginia.
So it says West Virginia, but it talks about the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Shenandoah River, which are,
for the most part,
in Western Virginia. So, you know, these are arguments that have to be had.
I have no opinion on
there
on
really either. Will be no answer. I actually did look up the Country Roads one. The song was actually written more about Maryland. But it didn't fit in the song, so they changed it to West Virginia.
Really?
Yeah. So everybody's wrong.
Yeah. John Denver, you do what you need to do, brother.
615-737-1025. Last call for phones. We were going through our Monday headlines. What are we going to be talking about after the weekend? We've got plenty on the text line. Lots about the Titans. Justin says it can't possibly be worse over in Titanland. They have to start back up the hill at some point. This week seems like a good starting point. I get it. But, you know, the Vrabel of it all makes me think that they're, you know, I don't see it starting this week. Maybe next week they get back on the horse.
I realize we haven't seen the new coach, I guess, on the field. We haven't seen the product he's going to put out there. But I don't understand what the Titans have shown you from a roster standpoint and the skill level that they have that tells you they can go out there and take a major step up from, you know, 6 weeks. I don't think it turns around that quickly in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think from a roster perspective,
it's still not good. Yeah. Right? Like the Patriots have a better team.
They do.
Take the coaching out of it. They have the better team.
Yeah. No, they do. And they have a quarterback that's playing better than yours right now. He has receivers that he can hit, young and old, on defense. Defense. I sound like a Canadian. On defense, they have guys that can get to your quarterback that you don't have. Not that the Patriots are good. They're okay. They're not, you know, the Patriots of 2010 anymore, but they're a solid team, and they're better than your team, which is more important. So I just don't understand the notion that some of these fans have that through 6 weeks of the season, the Titans have looked awful. All of a sudden, they're going to come out and look good. I can't get behind that. But if you believe that, good on you.
I mean, we won't know until we get to Sunday.
And they'll bring up, well, they beat the Cardinals. Yes, but they were kind of handed that one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if DeMarcado doesn't decide to drop the ball in the end zone, they win. So you were kind of handed that
one. It's true. It is true. Like, you know, it was great to get a win because you hadn't seen one in 10 months, but you also had to understand that type of winning's not sustainable, and we saw what happened the next week against Las Vegas. Thomas in Hendersonville giving us some clarity on Dixieland Delight. He says, it mentions Tennessee five times. The only thing to do with Alabama is the name of the band.
That is
so
true.
So it's a fair point. Fair point. 0877 texted in about Andrew Brunette continuing to dissent into his roster decision mistakes. He says it has a lot to do with Tyson Jost playing over Kemmel and Kemmel getting sent back to Milwaukee. So
Jost, you know, has been good.
I mean, he's been better than I think you would expect for a guy who was a waiver claim. But I agree. I do agree that, like, you'd rather not have him playing top six.
No, I agree, but I don't think it's been a story of questionable roster decisions like the texter is sort of making it out to be. Like the Brady Martin thing, I think, plays a factor into that opinion. But overall, I'm fine with the lines. I'm fine with the defensive pairings. I think Nick Perbix has been very, very good so far.
Yeah.
I like him playing alongside Yossi. I think the lines have been fine, and here's the thing about hockey. You can change those up very, very easily, very quickly. So I don't really understand that, but if that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. And I'm not here to shoot down your opinion. I'm just here to give you mine.
Will in Kentucky going to the pitch. Decision day. NSC over Inter Miami 2-1. Yeah, we got Messi in town this weekend.
Oh, dude. It is a big weekend
in
this city.
It is across all of Tennessee. Will is predicting a 2-1 win over Inter Miami tomorrow. Final day of the MLS season. Nashville currently sixth in the Eastern Conference with 54 points. So that would be a big win. We will wrap up with this. Mitchell says, sweat is coming back, and that's all you need to know. Which, not confirmed yet. We'll find out later today.
But it looks like you.
It does look like Tavondre Sweat could be back in the lineup, and he adds the Wedding Crashers Will Ferrell meme of Ma, the meatloaf.
Still a movie I need to watch.
You haven't seen Wedding Crashers?
On my list.
It's a good one.
I just haven't had time to watch things lately.
Yeah.
I am next level sore today. I hadn't worked out this week, so I combined everything into one
just
workout.
Full
yesterday.
Body.
So everything hurts, and then I played flag football last night. So
oh, same.
Wow.
I'm dying.
Win?
No, because we got I'm going to say this on radio so these referees can hear it. We got jobbed because you know who the quarterback for the team we played was?
Nick Vadiato.
Close. Kyler Creasy.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Kevin Creasy's son.
That
wow.
should be against the rules.
I call his game 2 years ago.
So we got jobbed because he got every call in the book.
Yeah.
Because of name value.
Yeah.
Not actually. Hopefully, if by the off chance Kyler is listening to this, you played a good game, brother. And
should have opened the show with this.
He's a good player.
He's very good. I did pressure him a few times. I'm a defensive end.
There
so
you go.
I did get a few pressures on him.
Hey.
Would you call yourself more of a Draymond Jones or an Arden Key?
I'm Arden Key because I'll get up close to the quarterback and then I'll choke.
So you're Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
That'll do it for us here on this Friday. Fun show today with Max Herz in the first hour, Connor joining us the last 2 hours. Big weekend of football, whether it's college football, Titans and Patriots on Sunday. Hope you enjoy it. Chase and Big Joe are coming up next live from Boston Commons, getting you ready for the football weekend. That's coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.